That was a scherzo by Eugène Gigoux, a performance by organist Michael Murray at the Organ at Symphony Hall, Boston. Here on 90.9 WYLL-FM and HD Urbana, NPR Classical Music and more for Central Illinois. Illinois Public Media is 90 years old. We'll kick off a year of memories and celebrations with a visit by Andrea Seabrook, NPR congressional correspondent. Join Andrea and the WYLL news team for a wine and cheese reception at Campbell Hall on Wednesday, April 11th. Tickets are $25 per person. Call 217-333-7300 for reservations. This afternoon will be partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms. The high temperature around 82 degrees. Wind from the southwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts to 25 miles an hour. Tonight will be mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a low of 57 degrees. Tomorrow partly sunny with isolated showers and thunderstorms. The high around 80. And the outlook for Saturday, partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, the high in the upper 70s. Currently, we're at 76 degrees, and it's a half minute past 12 noon. On today's show today, coming up later in the hour, John Coppas, who calls himself a cowboy folk singer, and he is going to be one of the participants in a program that is at the Indigo Artist Co-op in downtown Champaign tomorrow night, along with singer-songwriter Jeff Arrigo and fiddle player Kate Fritz. We'll be hearing more from Jeff live in the studio coming up. First, though, we'll be talking with singer-songwriter Carrie Newcomer, who is performing at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts tonight at 7:30 in their ballroom with pianist Gary Walters. And she has a new CD out, or recent CD out, called Everything Is Everywhere, in which she works with a number of classical Indian musicians. And the results are rather wonderful, as you will hear. It's live and local. That song called Breathe In, Breathe Out, sung by and written by Carrie Newcomer, and joined by three performers who are unusual for the average folk singer, anyway. They're all performers, traditional Indian performers on the sarod and other instruments, and all from the same family as well. Amjad Ali Khan, Aman Ali Khan, and Ayan Ali Khan, hoping I said those names more or less right. And Carrie Newcomer is going to be at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts for what they call a cafe show in the ballroom. It means there's some food and drink involved. That starts at 7:30, and she's on the phone with me right now to talk a bit about herself and the show and this album. And thanks very much for joining us.
Hi. Great to talk to you today.
Yeah, so tell me about the genesis for this particular album, because it is not every folk singer gathers Indian musicians around herself.
Well, it's been such an amazing project. First, you know, the name of the album is Everything Is Everywhere. The American release, it was released late this fall, past fall, and it's a benefit album for the Interfaith Hunger Initiative. It's a wonderful organization bringing different spiritual traditions together to work on alleviating hunger here in the United States and also abroad. It's just a great project. About 2 years ago, I was touring in India. I spent a month in India traveling all over the country working the American Center, which is the cultural outreach part of the American Embassy, invited me just to travel all over the country, sing for Indian audiences, and work with community service projects in the afternoons, especially projects that young Indians were involved with. It was an amazing experience, just this life-changing experience. While I was there, I had the great opportunity to meet Amjad Ali Khan and his two sons, Ayan and Aman, who are the world's preeminent masters of the classical sarod. Just amazing musician and amazing people. And we met and we played music together one afternoon, and we found this incredible resonance between what we were doing. The form is so different, Indian classical music and Western singer-songwriter form, but there seemed to be a shared spirit, a shared grounding to what we were doing. So we decided to give it a try, to try a collaboration. Amjad, he's kind of like the Yo-Yo Ma of India. He had never worked with a vocalist before. He'd always worked with instrumentalists, so it was a big step to work with a vocalist. So I wrote a collection of songs, and when they were touring here in the United States, we went into the studio and recorded them just to see what would happen. And it was nothing less than magical. It was this amazing experience in the studio, and it became this new album, Everything Is Everywhere.
You said that you decided to try to make music together almost as though that were an easy thing, and you described a little bit of how Amjad's hadn't worked with the vocalist before, not even Indian vocalists?
No, he had he worked specifically with instrumentalists, and he'd done many collaborations with different kinds of instrumentalists, but this was the first with a vocalist. And I think there also was something about my voice. The classical sarod, when I describe it to people, we know the sitar here in the West from Beatles music. We know that sound. And if the sitar would be compared to the violin, the sarod would be like the cello. It's a very low and resonant instrument, and just a beautiful, beautiful instrument. And, there's something about the sound of the sarod and my voice. I have a very low, almost contralto voice. And there's places where the resonance overlaps in a really interesting way. So I also tune my guitar when I write, I often tune my guitar into droning tunings. That are very sympathetic to that sound that also we're familiar with in terms of sitar and sarod, those types of instruments. So it sounds very different. When I first started telling people we were going to do this, they're looking at me a little bit sideways, going, Indian classical and Western singer-songwriter, now tell me how this is going to work. And we weren't really sure how it was going to work. We really did step into the recording studio, with all of us just, let's try this. Let's experiment with this. Let's kind of push all our creative edges and take some risk here. And it was very magical what happened. The sound of my voice, the sound of the instrument. I think the songs that were written for this collaboration, we're very, none of us really wanted to create an album where, I write a bunch of Western singer-songwriter songs, we slap a tabla on it and call it fusion, And none of us were interested in that, really. But the idea of creating songs that, yes, they're in Western song form, that's how I write, that's the tradition I come from. But also leaving open space, a lot of breathing space for the sarod and the players to really do what they do, to find the heart of something that we share and have that shine through the music. So it was, like I said, it was a pretty amazing experience. And Amjad, Ayan, and Aman are, like I said, not only amazing musicians, but they're just incredible people and have worked very consistently with organizations that foster interfaith dialogue, that foster peace and justice work. Just amazing people. So all around, this has been just a pretty fabulous experience.
Well, I do want to talk about some of that work that you do coming up shortly, but I also wanted to give another sample from this CD, and maybe, at least to my ear, between the one we played at the beginning of this conversation called Breathe In, Breathe Out, which opens the CD, and this next one, which is the title track called Everything Is Everywhere and is second on the CD, where at least to my ear, the instruments have different roles. The first one, they sound very classically Indian. Mm-hmm. In this one, it's as though the Indian instruments are taking what I would call more traditional American pop music roles. You know, you can almost hear the one instrument as the guitar, another perhaps as the bass, and plus your guitar in there as well, in surrounding this beautiful melody and text of yours. So let's listen. It's Everything Is Everywhere. Carrie Newcomer from her most recent CD, and she's going to be at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts tonight at 7:30. You're listening to Live and Local.
There were lentils, rice, and hot spice, 'cause everything is everywhere.
Called Everything Is Everywhere, the title track from the latest CD by Carrie Newcomer, in which she is joined by three Indian classical musicians, Father Amjad Ali Khan and two sons, Aman and Ayan Ali Khan. And she will be performing in Bloomington tonight at 7:30. And I assume you're coming solo to this.
No, I'm actually traveling and performing with my pianist, Gary Walters. Gary is also very present on this album. All the keyboard work, all the piano work, that's all Gary Walters. And so he will be joining me, so it'll be a duo.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we got that straightened out so I can be sure to credit him as we go along. I wanted to talk a little bit, since you mentioned that these folks you work with on this CD, it seemed to be important to you that they be involved in various causes, and you certainly are. There's a quote now that I can't find. Somebody probably on your own website, the way you are characterized as working in progressive, working within the progressive spiritual continuum. I don't know if that's a quote from you or not, but I wondered what does that mean in your case?
Well, I think in terms of my songwriting, there's always been a spiritual current in my songwriting, and I haven't censored that. If it wasn't present in my songwriting, I would be censoring something very important about how I see the world and how I experience life. So there's always been a spiritual current in my work, but I do write in a very inclusive way. You know, that we all have different kinds of spiritual experience, and that might be with an organized tradition, or it may be what it feels like when you see a sunset and your heart feels too big for your chest the first time you see your baby in your arms. You know, it might be, again, in a more formal kind of traditional spiritual context, but I think there are different ways that people experience that, and it's part of how I experience the world. So it's in my songwriting, and it's always there. But I think I'm one of a growing number of people who've chosen not to put the sacred in such a small container. That approach it in a wider, more inclusive kind of way. To write this kind of music, to create bridges, we have plenty enough walls. We don't need any more. So this idea with what connects us, what is the thread that pulls between us as people, as humans, but also as spiritual beings.
There's this image that one goes to India to sit in an ashram and meditate or something like that. And I wondered whether that sort of stereotypical notion actually doesn't creep in a not so stereotypical way into this particular album and merge with things that you were already thinking and doing and show up in these songs that way. For example, in this song called Air and Smoke, you write a note in the lyrics that before the lyrics that you were influenced in writing it specifically by your environment there. And I wrote down, actually before I read that note, that it almost sounds like this could be a manifesto of some kind for you, this song. And I wondered if you thought of it that way at all.
I didn't really think of it as a manifesto, but, you know, there is, you know, kind of a core idea about this whole idea that we were just talking about, the thread that pulls between us. That was one of the things that I found really very powerful. I mean, so much about India is very powerful. You know, I was so taken by the way we're different, you know, and India is a very old culture. We're very new here comparatively, you know, and it's a rich and amazing culture. And I was thrilled to how we were different. Thank goodness we are not all the same. You know, what an interesting world that would be. But at the same time, I was so powerfully taken by the thread that pulls between us, the things that we recognize everywhere. You know, if you sing a song, what I found is if I sang a song about family or love or struggle or hope, particularly about hope, it's immediately recognizable anywhere you go. And I saw that, and I experienced that in India. And I think that idea was the grounding for the song Air and Smoke.
It's from the album called Everything is Everywhere by Carrie Newcomer, with her colleagues here, the Ali Khan family of Sarod players, and she's going to be in Bloomington for a concert tonight at 7:30 with pianist Gary Walters, and you're hearing her on Live and Local.
Stretch like fabric, like fine silk out on the sea. There's a air and smoke.
It's called Air and Smoke. Carrie Newcomer, the singer, the guitarist, and the songwriter, and she is going to be performing tonight at 7:30 for a concert in the ballroom of the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts, a wonderful setting for an intimate performance with somebody whose music really tries to bridge so many different boundaries. I wanted to ask you a little bit about some of your non-musical activities, or at least some of the activities that you may merge with your music, and that is some of your writing and workshops that you give around the area of songwriting, other kinds of writing, spirituality. How long have you been doing those sorts of things, and what would be a typical setting for that?
Well, I have been, I do a lot of writing that is songwriting, but also short stories and poetry, essays. I do a lot of different kinds of writing. I also teach workshops and I visit colleges, universities, schools as an artist in residence. When I do workshops, you know, I often do workshops in a variety of settings, which I really love. I mean, I'm the kind of person, kind of artist that jumps secular and spiritual boundaries daily. And for me, there kind of isn't a boundary. So I'll work in and present a workshop on creative writing, writing with attention to detail and presence, in an art center or in a community organization, or I might work in a church or in a school or in a university, and I really like that. I really love being able to experience communities from all different kinds of angles and from a creative art form. You know, a lot of the workshops I do really do, it's about writing, but it's also about attention. It's, you know, writers are lucky people. We're really lucky people because we get to live twice. You know, you get to live it, and then you get to write about it. But you can't write about it if you weren't there, if you weren't present, if you didn't pay attention. So a lot of writing, I think, is a practice of attention, of saying, okay, I live a busy life. We're so busy. We have so much to think about. You know, we have information coming at us from all directions. But when I peel back all those layers of distraction, when I'm present, when I'm right here, you know, that's when my life happens. You know, that's when I see miracles. I can't hardly help it. They're everywhere. You know, that's when I experience the things that I write. So a lot of times these workshops, whether on songwriting, sometimes it's songwriting and we work very much within the craft of songwriting, but with the idea of tension and also with the idea of the validity of our own personal stories and our own voice. Something really good happened to my writing when I gave myself permission to sound like a Hoosier. You know, I mean, I'm from Indiana, and I'm never going to sound like someone from the island of Manhattan, which is cool. I mean, I'm pretty sure that voice is going to get covered. I feel pretty confident about that. But that my most powerful voice, my most potent work, would always be my most authentic voice. You know, we know when someone is writing and they're just candy coating it, and we just kind of like, wow, that's Walt Disney, you know. And then we know when someone is writing something, we hear it and we go, wow, that's kind of for shock value. But when an artist puts their finger on the open palm of something true, something really authentic and true, it shakes the world just a little bit. And why would I want to write in any other way? You know, why would I want to write in any other way? So often my workshops pay a lot of attention to that voice, to that story, to that authentic experience, and helping people, you know, come to the idea of writing, songwriting, storytelling, poetry, with the idea of putting their finger on the open palm of something true.
Well, and coming back to something you said just a bit ago, that feeling yourself rather lucky as somebody who writes, you're triply lucky, really, because you live, you write about it, and then you get to sing about it. And coming to the theme of the album that we've been playing from, Everything is Everywhere, including Without Words, the album ends up with an instrumental. And I guess one last question before we let you go. You talked about some of the unfamiliarity that your Indian cohorts here felt in working with a vocalist. In this one, I assume you're joining in the instrumentals and you're integrating yourself into what they're doing more than the other way around. And I wondered, how was that for you?
It was great. I mean, the song, it's called Fountain of Love, and it's based on a traditional Indian raga, and a beautiful, very old traditional melody, and each of the sarod players played, and they contributed, and this wonderful interweaving of this song and of the melody. Amjad sang. I played guitar and sang, but not in so much in words, but in kind of vocalizations. And it was something really beautiful about ending the album that way and including it. Amjad often says that music is the common spiritual language, that, you know, music often speaks the truths that sometimes don't have any words yet. So it seems like a very appropriate thing to end the album, you know, with this beautiful traditional raga.
Fountain of Love from Everything is Everywhere. Carrie Newcomer, my guest here on Live and Local, and she will be at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts for a concert tonight at 7:30. Hope you can join her there, and we appreciate your joining us on Live and Local. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
That's from the closing music on Carrie Newcomer's latest CD, Everything is Everywhere, the song called Fountain of Love. And heard on Live and Local on FM 90.9. We have support for our show today from the Illinois Chamber Orchestra in their Fresh and Fortuitous concert, featuring Beethoven's Fourth Symphony and Vaughan Williams' Wasp's Overture with guest conductor Ken Lamb on Friday, March 16th at St. Agnes Church in Springfield and Saturday, March 17th at Second Presbyterian Church in Bloomington. Information is available at ilsymphony.org. I'm Kevin Kelly, and my next guest is one of three performers who will be at Indigo Artist Co-op in downtown Champaign tomorrow for a program that begins at 7 o'clock and will go till about 10 o'clock from 7 to 8:30. John Coppice will play and sing along with Kate Fritz on fiddle, and she'll do some solo numbers as well. And then Jeff Arrigo, who's been on this show a couple or a few times, will play from 8:30 to 10. And John Coppice is with me in the studio right now. And thanks for letting me know about the event and about you.
Well, thank you very much, Kevin. Glad to be here.
So you call yourself the limping cowboy. I didn't see you walk in, but do you limp?
Yes, I do. I was born with clubbed feet and dislocated hips. I actually don't have hip joints. And
that doesn't sound convenient.
Oh, well, you know, it's one of the, I'm a very lucky man. I had a father who raised me to believe that that was just something on the outside. It didn't make a difference on the kind of person that you are or what you could accomplish. And so when I started my leatherworking booth at the Urbana Market at the Square 3 years ago, I was trying to think of a name of it. And so I came up with Limping Cowboy Leather. And it has turned out to be a perfect name.
So we know the limping part. What about the cowboy part?
I observed
you're not wearing a hat or boots.
Right. I didn't wear my hat today. I usually do when I perform. I do have one on one of my hand-tooled leather belts that I make. And I've loved cowboys ever since I was a little boy. Doctors reshaped my feet in the first 5 years of my life with plaster casts. And I used to pretend that those were white cowboy boots.
Well, that's as good as thing as any to pretend. And now you call yourself a cowboy folk singer.
Yeah, I do a lot of cowboy songs and a lot of country songs, songs that I've probably written 50 songs in the last 4 years. Never tried before then. And just suddenly they started coming, and so I've had a lot of fun singing them for people.
Well, if you're going to write them, you might as well sing them, including right now. What would you like to start with?
I think I'll do one of the songs that's one of my favorites. It's called Daddy Dreamed. My dad survived 35 missions as a tail gunner in a B-17 bomber in World War II when he was 19 years old. And my mother used to tell me that while he was flying those missions in order to maintain his sanity and survive, he dreamed about what he would do with his saved up war pay, and he wanted to buy a pair of Morgan horses to farm with, and so that's how he got through that. He was released from the Army Air Corps on October 22, 1945, and then on October 22 of 1962, he was killed in a freak farming accident when I was almost 8 years old. And we used to sit around the supper table and sing with him. He played the guitar. And I missed that so much that when I was about 15, I started teaching myself to play. He was a great singer and player. He never got the chance to perform, so I wrote this song for him. Daddy Dreamed. Daddy dreamed of Morgan horses while flying in the war. If he saved all his money, he'd never want for more. He'd plow his fields with Morgans, he'd rake up rows of hay. He'd have a wife and children, and in the evening watch them play. Yes, Daddy dreamed, my Daddy dreamed. He dreamed of Morgan horses on his team. Daddy dreamed, my Daddy dreamed. But Daddy never dreamed he'd die so young. He survived the war and made it home. He bought that Morgan team. He was at the start of filling all the parts of his one dream. Then a spring broke on a combine he was trying to repair. And death's mean blow that struck him was so unfair. Yes, Daddy dreamed, my Daddy dreamed. He dreamed of Morgan horses on his team. Daddy dreamed, my Daddy dreamed. But Daddy never dreamed he'd die so young. Now all these long years later, when I think about my dad, his memory gives me strength to work toward the dreams I still have. And when I look at my own son who stands so strong and tall, I know that Daddy's dream did happen after all. Daddy dreamed, my Daddy dreamed. He dreamed of Morgan horses on his team. Daddy dreamed, my Daddy dreamed. But Daddy never dreamed he'd die so young. No, no one ever dreamed he'd die so young. No, not so young.
John Kappas singing about his own dad here on Live and Local, Daddy Dreamed. And he's going to be at the Indigo Artist Co-op along with the fiddler Kate Fritz and fellow singer-songwriter Jeff Arrigo. Tomorrow night, starting at 7 o'clock. So, John, we know that you opened a leather work booth at the Urbana Farmers Market a few years ago.
Yeah, 3 years.
You started singing, writing your own songs a few years ago. You started singing in public a few years ago. What'd you do before that?
I taught high school English for 25 years in Indiana, Georgia, and Illinois. And when I retired from that, I had been making leather things since I was about 11 years old as part of 4-H projects. And over the years, I would make a new item now and then for myself or as a present for someone. And I heard about the market at the square, and I thought, well, you know, I think I can make things good enough that people would actually buy them. So I gave it a try. And just before Christmas this past year, I sold my 1,000th handmade item in just 3 years. So that's been, I've found a real niche.
Well, I'm looking at the guitar strap, which I assume is your creation.
Yes, it is.
Has your initials on it and some sort of silvery-looking thing right in between.
A little silver concho there.
A concho?
Yeah.
What is a concho?
Oh,
how do you spell that?
C-O-N-C-H-O, just like a button. Mm. They'll be, a lot of times Navajos will hammer them out of old silver, and you'll see a lot of those on Western wear.
So did this come out of your cowboy fascination when you were a kid, too?
Oh, yeah. I just love everything about cowboys. Of course, born in 1955, so as soon as you could watch television, there were Westerns on. And so I grew up watching The Rifleman and Bonanza and Maverick and all those shows. And cowboys just captured my attention, especially because of the children's books written by Glenn Rounds. He also illustrated them. He wrote a whole series of books about a little cowboy named Whitey who lived out on a ranch with his Uncle Torwall. And I loved those books.
And so did you teach cowboy literature in your English classes?
You know, I actually did a few times. I had students read, and they ended up really loving the book by William Dale Jennings titled The Cowboys, which was the basis for the John Wayne movie where he takes a group of boys on a cattle drive with him.
And are you a Zane Grey fan?
You know, I am. My mom was the daughter of a college professor, and she loved reading. She read at least two books a week from the time she was 12 until she was 76. And we were really poor growing up as sharecropping farmers. And the only books that they could really afford were the Classics Club Zane Grey books. They would, like every other month, one would come and it cost $2. And so we had the whole set of Zane Grey books.
The reason I ask that is that my dad has always been a Zane Grey fan and would collect books of his. And I have to confess, I don't think I've read any of his stuff, but every time I drive home to Pennsylvania, I go through Zanesville, Ohio,
right.
And I always think of Zane Grey and my dad, and I think maybe I should read a book of his sometime or another.
Sure, and don't forget to try Louis L'Amour sometime, too.
Yeah, well, I guess he's another one whose name I've seen and used to see. I guess I don't notice his books so much on the grocery store book racks as much as you used to.
Yeah.
Now it's just tabloids and whatnot, mostly.
You'll still find Louis L'Amour's books at all the truck stops.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. You'll find racks of them there.
Did you ever drive a truck?
No. Well, I did drive a grain truck in Kansas one time.
Because it seems like something that would fit in your, just fit right into your resume. How did you end up in Urbana?
Well, I got divorced in 2006, and my son had settled here after graduating from Illinois State University, and so I wanted to be close to him and decided to move here, and I just love Champaign-Urbana. I love all the live music that there is. Just a great place to be.
I love live music, too, and, of course, it helps keep this show alive, and of course, part of the point of the show is to encourage people to go out and hear live music, including by John Coppas tomorrow night with Jeff Arrigo and Kate Fritz at Indigo Artists Co-op. And so you got your guitar, you got your voice. Why don't we have you do something else?
Okay, I like Western swing music. I remember hearing Hot Club of Cowtown over at the IMC.
Oh, yeah, they're fabulous.
Oh, they are fantastic. So I thought, well, I'll give my try at writing a Western swing song. And, of course, you can't do that without using San Antonio in the song.
San Antone.
Got to be there. That's right. Yeah. So here's Back to San Antone. My pony keeps heading back to San Antone. He knows that my heart feels so all alone without you. It don't matter which way I start him out, he's gonna find a way to turn us both about. For San Antone, San Antone, San Antone. When I left this town, I could not believe the awful words you said to me that brought me so much grief.
And when I try to leave this place, my pony won't pick up the pace. He wants to take me home to San Antone. Yeah, my pony keeps heading back to San Antone. He knows that my heart feels so all alone without you. It don't matter which way I start him out, he's gonna find a way to turn us both about. For San Antone, San Antone, San Antone. Well, I got a ride in Calgary on Friday night, and the Bulls and Bronx up there will be easier to fight than this stubborn pony who tries to turn around. He's heading for our old stomping ground to San Antone. Yeah, my pony keeps heading back to San Antone. He knows that my heart feels so all alone without you. No, it don't matter which way I start him out, he's gonna find a way to turn us both about. For San Antone, San Antone, San Antone.
John Coppice, live in our studio here on Live and Local. And, you know, it occurred to me as I was listening to that, talking about things cowboy and all of that, and things you have and haven't done. You ever had a horse? You're talking about riding your pony into San Antone.
No, I've never actually owned a horse. I have ridden a few times. Because of my hip deformity from birth, I have to always have a skinny horse.
Because you don't, the hips won't.
Right. I don't actually have hip joints. The end of my femur is just kind of lodged up against my pelvis, and so there's no real lateral motion there. And so my feet will kind of be sticking forward as
so
I
ride.
So
if you had a horse, you'd have to keep it starved or something like that, or only ride its offspring until they got too big.
There you go.
John's going to be at Indigo Artist Co-op tomorrow night for a show starting at 7 o'clock. And it's an art gallery, but I know that James Barham, who runs the place, opened it as much to encourage live music as to display art. I mean, the two work together. Artists put their stuff there and then bring people in to hear music who then see the art that's there and so on. And you can get more information about them by writing to indigo.coop, which looks like coop, indigo.coop@gmail.com, or you can call them at area 217-649-5508 and ask about any of their shows there. They do have a website as well. And they're located at 9 East University Avenue. It's at an interesting place to actually try to park or stop and get. You can't really quite get out there. You have to sort of drive around downtown and then work your way back. And it's sort of at the convergence of three different streets, more or less. But we've had a number of people here on the show who are going to be doing things there, and among the performers with you, John, is going to be this young woman named Kate Fritz, who you told me about, and I was just reading a little bit more about in a News Gazette article. How did you encounter her, a fiddle player?
Well, I had first seen her. She performed at the IMC, the Independent Media Center, as the opener for April Virch.
Also a fine fiddle.
Yes, and can clogging dance while she plays.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
That was amazing.
I missed that show. I talked to her, but I never saw the show.
At one point, she was actually spinning in a circle, dancing, and still playing her fiddle at the same time. So
oh,
it was astounding.
There's talent.
But Kate played before her with Matt Torino accompanying her on the guitar. And she did this just amazing Scottish music. And she plays a five-string fiddle and is just such a humble musician. She's fantastic, yet she just has such a grace about her. And we're going to be doing three of my songs together, and she's worked up some beautiful arrangements to accompany me. So I'm making sure I give her a big solo in each song.
Sure.
To play.
Oh, I saw she's just a couple of years out of NYU, it looks like, and mm-hmm. she's in Urbana working with Patch Adams, the famous guy who runs the Gesundheit Institute, and I don't know all the details of what everything he does, but apparently he now lives in Urbana, which is why she's here working, traveling, and performing with him. And she's busy doing that. We couldn't get her on the show with you, but we're very glad to have you with us. John Coppice, the limping cowboy, who has limping cowboy leather work. And you can find out about that at, do you have a website for that?
No, I don't actually have a website for it. I've done the farmer's market here the last 3 years, and that has gotten me so much business that I'm just swamped all the time. I've got 20 back orders right now of things to make, and the market's not even open.
Well, if you want to get in line, you could always email him, I guess.
Yep.
And add your name to the waiting list. What do you got next?
Well, I'm going to do a song. It's not a cowboy song. This is one. My mother's maiden name was Guthrie, and she was very proud of that. And she would always tell us as children that in the book of all the Scottish plaids, there was no Guthrie plaid because the Guthries had fought by the side of Earl the Bruce to win independence from England, and he awarded them the right to wear the Stuart plaid. And so I wanted to write a song about that Scottish heritage of mine. So this one is called My Soul Will Fly. My mother's clan came from Scotland. Way up in the Highlands was their home. They fought with Earl the Bruce against the English. They fought for their land, and they fought for their homes, but most of all they fought to be free. My soul will fly, my soul will fly. Yes, on the day I die, my soul will fly to Guthrie Castle. Those Highland clans were men of honor. They worked with leather, wood, and wool. They kept their word whenever it was given. And they vowed to bow before no king but their own. And they die, yes, they die to be free. My soul will fly, my soul. Yes, on the day I die, my soul will fly to Guthrie Castle.
John Coppice, live on Live and Local here on FM 90.9. I want to tell you about some of the other events you can go see and hear live in our listening area over the next couple of days. The Mark Morris Dance Group will be at the Krannert Center in Urbana tonight for a show at 7:30. And it's Mel Brooks, The Producers, opening at the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company, also tonight at 7:30, the performance at Parkland Theater in Parkland College in Champaign. That runs through Saturday, 7:30 performances, and a Sunday matinee at 2:30. The University of Illinois New Music Ensemble is performing tonight at 7:30 at the Krannert Center in Urbana. The University of Illinois Jazz Combo, led by Tito Carrillo, is going to be at the Iron Post in Urbana this evening at 7 o'clock. A bluegrass band called the James King Band are at the Gunny Sack Review Building in Arthur, Illinois. That's at 7 o'clock tonight. The musical Avenue Q is put on by ADHD Productions at Hoagland Center for the Arts in Springfield tomorrow night and Saturday night at 8 o'clock with a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. Condition Blue play jazz at the Iron Post in Urbana tomorrow evening at 5. It's Old Number 7 playing bluegrass at the Cowboy Monkey in downtown Champaign tomorrow night at 10 o'clock. The Emerald Underground is at Lime Street Cafe in Springfield tomorrow night at 8:30. You can tell that St. Patrick's Day is coming up. There'll be more of those things on Saturday. And the Illinois Chamber Orchestra performing at St. Agnes Church in Springfield Friday night at 7:30. And on Saturday at Second Presbyterian Church in Bloomington, also at 7:30. Sparky and Rhonda Rucker are wonderful folk singers and instrumentalists who are performing for the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival at Techline Studio in Champaign tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. And in fact, they'll be among my guests on tomorrow's Live and Local. The Urbana Country Dancers have a contra dance with live music by Mean Lids at the Phillips Recreation Center in Urbana tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. And it's the Adam Larson Big Band at First Christian Church in Bloomington tomorrow night at 7:30. Also, tomorrow on Live and Local, we'll be talking with one of the members of the Soweto Gospel Choir from Africa who are performing at Sangamon Auditorium in Springfield on Sunday afternoon. You're listening to 90.9 WYNL-FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR, classical music, and more for Central Illinois. WYNL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. We have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar, and more information is available at thecorkscrew.com. Live and Local comes to you every weekday from 12 to 1, bringing you performances, often live in our studio, or information about performances by local artists in our local area or by visiting artists who are visiting our local area. Either way, it's opportunities for you to learn about shows you can go out and see yourself or simply enjoy some good music by people who are performing in our area. And it's a pretty wide area. I always like to know more about who's performing in your community that we may not know about. You can write to me anytime at willcalendar@illinois.edu. That's W-I-L-L calendar@illinois.edu, and we'll try to get your event on the on-air calendar, and maybe we'll get your act on the show, either in conversation or in live performance. Thanks very much to John Coppas for coming in today.
Thank you.
And best of luck with your show tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at Indigo Artist Co-op in downtown Champaign. It's Live and Local.